Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, Jamie, is it true that St. Elmo's Steakhouse in Indianapolis might be closing for coronavirus scares?
I haven't heard that.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'm glad we have Wojo on. He joins us now, Wednesdays with Woj on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Bob.
Well.
All right, so you'll appreciate this, and Stoney, you will too, because we all have similar senses of humor, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
One of my friends, Jim O'Brien, who works over at CSX, tweeted something out earlier saying, I'm going to wear an Eric Ebron jersey so I don't catch the coronavirus. Okay?
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty funny, so I tweeted it. And some guy on Twitter, and granted, we're talking about Twitter here. Yep. Nothing more funny than a joke about infectious disease spreading all over the world. Well played. And I was like,
there you go.
And I said, like, so what? We're only now allowed to make jokes about happy things. Like,
yeah.
What's your best puppy joke, Woj? Let's go. Come on. Only happy things.
Well, no, but you're right. It is shifting from, 2 weeks ago even, people laughing about, not laughing, but joking about everyone's wearing masks and nobody can handshake. And now, you're right. The joke police are out in full force. And I sort of get it because it's getting worse and spreading. But I really only truly get it if the person who responded there, like, is personally affected by it, like has a relative that got the disease or something. You know what I mean? If it's abstract.
I would say if Eric Ebron has the coronavirus, then that's not funny.
Right.
Inappropriate.
Inappropriate. Right. And if he does, I apologize and I'll take down the tweet.
Right.
Or the retweet. But I mean, anything else, it's like, yes, there's certain topics that I understand might be off limits for people.
Like we suggested that CJ Krohn should have the nickname Corona.
I don't think that's going to take, but it's not a bad idea. Yes.
Yeah, that probably won't take.
No.
And besides, I think Eric Ebron would catch the virus, actually, and spike it. That's what I think.
Really?
Because he had a good year. I mean, not this past year.
Right.
I was going to say 2 years ago.
Yeah.
All right, Woj, you are, if my schedule is correct, and you know me, I always keep tabs on your schedule, because when I walk into the building, people always say, where's Woj? You're going to the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis.
From what I understand, St. Elmo's, contrary to your slanderous statement, is open.
Good.
So I'm just actually going to get the shrimp cocktail there, and then I'm turning around and coming back.
What?
No, that's not true.
What are you expecting? I mean, at this point, honestly, you're going to cover a sporting event, which probably will happen, whereas most sporting events you go to definitely will happen. I mean, what are you expecting to find there? What are you expecting to see? What's it going to be like?
I really basically, but these things change so fast, but I figured, you know, once it started yesterday with the MAC tournament, the Ivy League saying no fans, and I thought, okay, just like, but then the ACC came out, and so far, obviously, the Big Ten is going forward with fans in the stands. And once that was sort of committed to, I figure they're not going to change it mid-tournament, right? Like, they're not going to allow fans today and Thursday, and then the CDC comes out and says, stop it, everybody, and fans go home Friday.
Right.
So from that regard, I think it'll be almost kind of normal, right? I don't detect. I could be wrong. You know me. I'm not afraid of anything. Not anything at all except vegetables. but I don't think the average fan is living in fear of going to these games, are they? We polled a few on the Little Bogey and Wojo show, and some people are like, I'm taking my family to opening day for the Tigers, and I'm like, that's a ways off. I wouldn't worry yet. But I think people are going to show up and cheer like normal. What else would you do? I do think, I know this for a fact, that the attendance will be down. I mean, going there, I've been checking because, you know, I stay in a hotel there and I always have to get the presidential suite.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not true. Hotel prices in Indianapolis have been plummeting. Like 3 weeks ago, I don't know, a decent hotel near the stadium was like $310 a night, and it's down to like $170.
Mm-hmm.
And so some fans are definitely going to stay away. I don't think it'll affect. I don't think it'll affect the atmosphere. You know, when you start worrying about the atmosphere, and this isn't to make Michigan State fans nervous, but they're probably going to be a 3 seed and open the NCAA tournament in Cleveland.
Right.
And Cleveland has already, you know, banned fans for the MAC tournament. Okay, no big deal. Everybody plays by the same in the same atmosphere, except. Seemingly, the benefit for being in Cleveland would Michigan State could send a bunch of its fans, right?
Oh, for sure. I mean,
that would be the atmosphere.
Right. So if the NCAA says no fans, that it would hurt Michigan State. But if there are fans, I expect Spartan fans to travel en masse.
Oh, I do too. I mean, you're going to have to, at some point, I know this is very difficult for people, and I understand why. At some point, you're going to have to trust some of the government agencies, maybe not all of them, but some of them, like the disease people. And if they don't issue a mandate of some sort, then you got to believe it's as safe as it can be at the time.
But it's so arbitrary. But it's so arbitrary, Woj, where like the governor of Ohio is saying shut down stuff, but yet the Columbus Blue Jackets are going to have normal games.
It is kind of weird. And obviously some of it is where the outbreaks have taken place. Like California, it looks like going to be, it looks like California is not going to have fans at an event for a long time, you know, from the north to the south. That part is arbitrary, and that part you don't, but in I've talked about this, like everybody wants, like, what is the rule? What is the guideline? And like, the answer is they don't know yet. It's ever changing. Like,
right.
What was it in the state of Michigan 2 days ago? We're one of 13 states that don't have one. What is it today? We have two, and they're testing for a bunch more. Okay, that means that guideline might gradually change. And I don't know, some of it is silly, like you have to stay, 6 to 8 feet away from subjects you're interviewing in sports, whether coaches or players. I'm not sure what that gains. I'm still working, and it's very, very difficult, but I'm trying to limber up and get down the elbow tap.
Mm-hmm.
The handshake. I get myself twisted in knots, and I don't know how to get out of it. But I've been working on it. I do it in front of a mirror. I do the elbow tap, and I don't mind that. I mean, I can get down with that.
But do you think, we were talking about this earlier this morning, the one thing that's impossible to ignore in the North American sports world to this point is that everything that's been canceled or limited has been lesser. Right? I mean, the Ivy League tournament, with all due respect to our friends, the MAC tournament, not the big boys, not the pro sports, not the NCAA, not the Big Ten. Like, do you think it's going to be a case of a domino falling, or do you think it's going to be a case by case, almost league by league, city by city determination?
Well, I do think it has to be league by league. Like, leagues have to be, make their own decisions, but it has to be a blanket thing by each league. But see, the difference is, you're right, and now it would increase in scale if it's the NCAA tournament or whatever. But the problem is, like, people point to Italy and China, obviously, but Italy, where they closed the barn door after the horse was out, and now they're playing every event in Italy with no fans in the stands, and people are suggesting they did that too late, because the only known way right now, besides washing your hands, to combat it is to reduce crowds, is to isolate. It's what social isolation. It's the only thing.
Social distancing, they're calling it.
That's it. Social distancing. That's the only thing that technically has worked. And that's why there are quite a few people I've seen, and my brethren in the media, calling for the NCAA tournament to be just completely canceled or no fans whatsoever. What are you idiots looking at? It's worked elsewhere. It's slowed it finally allegedly in Italy, because no, in China, there's no public gatherings. And Seattle, no public gatherings. What? Nobody, no group larger than 250. If that truly is the only way, social distancing, I don't know. It seems to me that is something that is going to be considered going forward.
Well,
here
it's better than what the Ivy League did, because canceling makes no sense to me.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, social distancing, the game still could go on, obviously. But, I mean, they're so concerned about social distancing. Like I said, 6 to 8 feet between a media person and a coach.
Right.
So, I don't know. God, I hope it doesn't come to games being canceled. But fans not being at the games, too, especially like in the NCAA tournament, it's as if the tournament is canceled, isn't it? If any sporting event in America is focused on is a fan-centered event, it's the NCAA tournament.
How could they do one shining moment with no fan shots?
Well, and during some tournament games, you have more shots of the crowd on TV than you do of the action.
Right.
Because it's all about the crying and the screaming and whatever. So that would be horrible. But in the grand scheme of things, I can just hear people like in the science industry saying, these dopes are really concerned about whether fans will be able to cry in stands while we're combating this disease. So I get that.
I mean, like that. I like that voice.
Yeah, I that was good. That was
I know whose voice that was. What real quick, Woj, with the Big Ten tournament, we've seen Michigan State lose in the first round and go to the Final Four. We've seen Michigan lose in the first or second, whatever.
Right.
Beeline lost that first game and then went to the Final Four back in 2012. What, in your mind, how important is this week for both schools, Michigan and Michigan State?
Not important, I don't think. I think their seedings are more or less set. I do think, as always, though, it's fascinating. One of these two teams always makes a run in the Big Ten. It's not the Big Ten tournament. It's the State of Michigan tournament. Do you know 6 of the last 8 Big Ten tournament champions have been Michigan or Michigan State?
It's pretty impressive. Did you know that every Big Ten tournament, I think it's 23 of them, Michigan State has played on a Friday?
Yes, that's true. They get the double bye. Yeah.
That's impressive.
Do you know in every Big Ten tournament, Northwestern's played the first game?
Literally the very, 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 very first game.
Yes, right? Yes, exactly.
Yeah. You might upset those Gophers. No, I doubt that. but no, obviously for all this other same reason that you want to play well and you want to feel good, but a loss early in the Big Ten tournament, I don't feel like that derails people, you know. And last year, Michigan State, going all the way did spark them to the Final Four, seemingly. So I wouldn't be too concerned. Jamie, you take it one game at a time.
Yeah.
It's one and done, and you just want to play well.
I think if you survive and then move on, survive and advance.
Yeah, that's it. I'm going off the board with my pick for just trying to find something that sort of makes sense.
Let me guess. Ohio State.
Right. Yeah.
I was going to say Illinois, actually. Ohio State. You know what?
But there's really so many teams you could pick, but Ohio State was as high as number 2 in the country at one point.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you could say that about almost every Big Ten team this year. They were number blank in the country at one point.
Yeah.
Should be very competitive. Mm-hmm.
Well, appreciate that. All right, we'll be following. Woj will be in the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis this weekend. Cover is on DetNews.com or in the Detroit News, and maybe he'll call into Bogey Show as well. Thanks, Bob.
Woo-hoo!
Bye, Woj.
There he is. Wednesdays Woo-hoo! With Wojo on 97.1 The Ticket. Woo-hoo! Yeah, bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.